Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
So, at the end of the regular old morning show, if you were listening to that today, or if you missed it, just a recap. We were talking about whether or not it is more offensive to tell someone that they have the BO or to tell them that they're overly perfumed. But this was a deal on Reddit where a guy said he was sitting next to a woman on a plane and she had really overdone it on the perfume to the point where he felt sick. And on top of that, she was using a very strong smelling hand sanitizer. So he chose to mention that her your fragrance is very strong, and she apologized. After the flight, she told him she has no sense of smell and that he made her very uncomfortable and that he should be more sensitive to other people. Okay. I wouldn't have said anything to her. You know, I don't have that kind of nerve. You know, you've got some nerve. I wouldn't have had that kind of nerve. But what he could have turned that right back on her and said, you know what? You could be more sensitive to other people by not coming in here smelling like a dirty perfumania.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
which a dirty perfumania coming in here.
You know, you don't have a sense of smell. So you should go the other way with it.
Throttle it back a little bit.
And you know, make sure that you're not getting too much. Is there something that happens to our sense of smell as we get older that it decreases?
Yeah.
And is that why older women just drown themselves in perfume? Like grandmas always are just over perfumed.
Yeah, I don't know, but that is true, isn't it? You lose your sense of smell wanes as you get older.
Yeah, maybe, and I definitely notice it's older people, like especially and in guys too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you got a heavy dose on.
Yeah,
there was a guy that was delivering for DoorDash the other day in my elevator. It was 11:15 on a Tuesday, and I got in there and it just reeked of cologne. I'm like, buddy, it's Tuesday at 11. Like, dial it down.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And I always assume that if it's a young guy and he's soaked in cologne, that he's trying to cover up the smell of weed on him.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's good. Anytime I get in an Uber and there's a heavy scent, I figure they've tried to cover up the smell of cigarettes or weed. But cigarettes, you can kind of come through. A lot of times the weed is it's a sweeter smell. It doesn't come up as much.
But if it's an Uber, I would probably assume that they were trying to cover up the smell of nasty passengers. You know,
could be
like sweaty ass getting in there.
I got into an Uber once. Amanda and I got into an Uber uptown Charlotte, and you could tell the guy tried to cover up the smell of cigarettes by smoking weed in his car. And there was this vicious combination of cigarette smoke and weed smoke, and my head was spinning by the time I got out of the car. And I wasn't in it very long, but I had a headache. It was terrible.
But I wouldn't tell somebody that they're wearing too much perfume.
No.
No more than I have ever told anybody in my life that they stink.
Yeah, me either.
You know, no matter who it is, because I, you know, believe it or not, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. but I'd be just stewing about it.
Absolutely stewing. This guy is absolutely stewing.
Because I'd be thinking, oh, they've ruined my flight. Now I got to sit next to this chemical wasteland.
Yeah.
You know. Do you wear a lot of perfume, a lot of cologne, Alexis?
No. I mean, I have a lot, but I don't douse myself in it. No. I mean, do you guys ever smell it when I come in here? I put perfume on.
No.
I smelled your hair yesterday. You weren't looking.
Did it smell good?
Yeah, because I wanted to know where that smell's come from.
You sniffed my hair?
I did.
One of the Seattle Seahawks told my little friend Jenny in an elevator that her perfume was loud.
Really? It is loud. I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. She has a very distinct scent. Yeah.
But of course, I took that and ran with it. That, you know.
Oh, he said you got way too.
And she's like, F you, F him, whatever. But no, she doesn't walk around overly perfumed and, you know, knocking you out or anything. But yeah, she has a perfume that is unique somehow. And she probably would never tell anybody what it is because she wouldn't want anybody else having the same smell.
It smells like a Tom Ford I've smelled before.
It's definitely unique. Like, I've smelled clothes, like, when I've hugged her or something.
It's always, and even when I got some merch from her, it smelled like her.
Yeah, you remember when I gave you that hat, Riggins?
It was the hat. That's what it was.
I had the hat, too.
With her business's name on it, Jet Fitness.
Yeah, like, you immediately recognized it as her.
And when she gave me that hat to give to you, I had it in my center console. It was my backpack was in the passenger seat. About a week later, after I gave you the hat, Jody rode with me somewhere in my truck. And as soon as she got in, she goes, "Has Jenny been in your truck?"
Really?
And I said, "No, not lately. We haven't gone anywhere." And she goes, "Well, I smelled Jenny in here somewhere.
I smelled
Jenny." And she starts going here. She says, "Did she leave a jacket or something in here?" And then I said, "Oh, wait a minute." And I opened the center console where that hat had been. And Jody goes, "That's it. That's it."
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a good nose.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes I think she thinks she's smelling stuff that she's not smelling. The kids and I are like, you don't smell anything.
Smells like the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. But as long as it's a clean smell, that's why I tend to like the scents of soaps better than perfumes, you know, because it's more of a clean scent on men and women. A lot of times these body lotions and stuff, these scented body lotions, they're
very,
just, oh my God.
They're very perfumey.
Oh, the ones with the glitter in them. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
The glitter in
them. You got some glitter legs.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
What? You got some shine going.
What?
Some glitter legs. Hey, shut up.
What? Going to the pool with some glitter legs.
I like girls with glitter legs.
I have no idea.
Look, I got to be honest. I don't have any clue what I'm talking about.
Like, what is he saying?
I'm just saying stuff. I have no idea.
You're just saying shit.
I am.
Hey, where are you going, glitter legs?
That's right. Oh, glitter legs.
Ooh, man. You know what I like better than a pair of glitter legs? A spread pair of legs with glitter on them.
Yeah, damn right.
You want to make them glitter legs look better? Separate them.
Ew.
Spread them.
But you know what, I most of the time I think that a cologne for me only goes with certain outfits. You know, if I'm dressed like I am today in a t-shirt and shorts and some Hey Dudes, I don't think today would be a cologne day. But if I've got on a nice shirt, I'm going out in public or something, I got on jeans looking a little bit, you know, spruced up, that's cologne time.
I'll throw one spray.
Cologne with really casual clothes, I've always thought, that doesn't really make sense.
You don't have an everyday scent?
Yeah, I do.
Not your own.
It's my soap.
Oh.
Dove?
I use Dove Unskinned Sensitive. And it smells so clean.
Yeah, I'll always put like one spray in the morning and walk through it. Just like.
What do you use? You don't even know.
Look.
Axe? Mm-hmm. Did you buy it at the pharmacy?
No.
No.
Well, you can Marcus. See the pharmacy from Pipe from down. where he got it off the shelf. It's Walmart. It's Stetson.
Armani Code.
Yeah.
I think it's Armani Code Black. I'm not sure.
Ooh, wearing Armani and dining at the Versace Mansion.
Yeah. He got Armani Code Black. Ooh. So he's.
Y'all laugh.
He's
y'all
got
think
diversity
I'm
in his life.
That's right. Oh.
Has anybody seen my Armani cologne?
That's right.
And the black kind too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a daily scent?
Yeah, like a day, an everyday.
An everyday scent.
I have like three everyday perfumes.
Oh, you're so
highfalutin.
You're so sophisticated.
Yeah.
Classy mm-hmm. with a daily scent.
Mm-hmm.
Your daily scent is pho and papooses.
That's racist.
That's your daily scent.
You smell like a pupusa.
You smell like carne asada.
I'm not a taco.
Damn, what I wouldn't keep.
You smell like rice.
Taco right now.
You smell like rice.
Yeah. Yellow rice, not regular white southern rice.
Do you not know white rice?
Yeah, not yes, not white rice.
You're smelling picante.
You smell like pickles.
Coming in here, what? Smelling like damn Modelo. So, what are your daily skints? You have several daily skints, and then you have some that are for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Confessions of a Rebel Bite Me is an everyday scent that I have.
Hmm.
Sounds pretty bold for an everyday scent. Confessions of a Rebel Bite Me.
Bite Me.
Yeah.
God.
I have a Juicy Couture that I still like.
Oh, yeah.
It smells a little sweet.
Juicy. So how many years have you had that?
Oh, my God.
Since what, 98?
Yeah. Ooh. Reminds me of my teenage
since,
years.
Yeah. You got that right before the BB closed down in the mall.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I wear my rhinestone BB shirt.
Yeah. And your velour tracksuit.
Yeah. It says Juicy on the butt.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Von Dutch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of colognes. I don't even know what the name, but this is how little I use cologne. Riggins got me for my birthday one year a subscription to Scentbird. And so I thought that was awesome because I don't use a lot of cologne, but they send small amounts for 6 months. Each month you get a different cologne,
but it's just a little thing of cologne.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I'm still using those.
I have like 40 tubes.
Because I just, you know, I do two skeets of it in the air and then walk through it, and then that's it.
Can you not call it that?
Yeah. I also do like Riggins does in middle school. Give it a little, you know, down the pants.
Ew.
Down the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't need to. Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
Joking.
I can't do that because I don't wear drawers, so it would go right onto my delicate skin.
Ew.
And burn.
I would do that for a middle school dance, just in case anything popped off in seventh grade.
And what
I'd be ready.
What was going to pop off, Riggins?
Who knows? I'm ass eating anything.
The seventh grade dance.
Too many. Go fast, eat ass. First base, ass eating. Second base, making out.
Let me stop. I had my bases way out.
Yeah,
kind of started in reverse there and worked it around.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. with locations in Charlotte and Cornelius. Find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So tonight is going to be a late night for us. We're doing a live show in the big dangerous city. And what time is it over?
Well, that's a good question, because remember, Adam, the manager, has told VIP clients and everything that we'll be meeting with them after the show ends at 7.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we need to be out of there after by like 8, because they have something else afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, so it may just be like a meet and greet kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll be out of there by 7:30, 8 o'clock, no problem.
Yeah, but still, that's late.
Yeah,
you know,
what's it going to take you, Rick? It's 5 minutes to get home in Uptown. Where you live right now?
Yeah, maybe
just kind of on that end.
Mm-hmm. So when are you moving, Riggins, into your little Mr. Rogers neighborhood?
We shall see. Soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soon and very soon.
You're looking forward to it. I've noticed that you've been talking about it in a positive way, that you're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You don't think you're going to miss all the homeless interaction that you have now where you live?
No, I will. I'll miss a lot of those guys.
You have a garage?
No.
Okay.
You miss being able to go to, you know, food trucks down the sidewalk and all of the hustle and bustle where you can just go get a burrito and a Philly cheesesteak sandwich easily.
Yeah. I feel like it's the suburbs is where you go to die, you know, like it's a chapter that you're closing, but you know, you walk outside and there's always something happening, and I don't know, it's definitely gonna be a change of pace, but you know, it's good. There's a lot of upsides to it.
Yeah. I grew up, you know, in my later teen years and all, really wanting to live in a big city. And then I moved to a big city in my 20s. And I had, no second thought. I was so desirous of a house in the suburbs. I couldn't wait. I thought that was the coolest thing. Because I'm not like you, Riggins. I don't like the wild and loose lifestyle. I like things quiet. I like to kind of keep to myself and, you know, not mingle with strangers on the street and, you know, the unwashed, as I call them.
We just had a conversation the other day about the potential of moving back into the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you guys just buy that townhouse?
Yeah, we'd rent it out.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't sell it. We'd rent it out.
I was like, you just went through all that.
Yeah, no.
The Temple team's not going to help you again.
Yeah, not anytime soon.
You got your one get out of jail free card.
They'd help us rent it out. But yeah, not anytime soon. I miss it. I mean, I was spoiled living in Uptown. My living room, kitchen wall was all glass that looked over the sea. It was awesome. I had a great patio. I loved the building where we lived. It was great. Just to do something different. I don't know. We'll see. I probably won't.
You live 2 minutes away from here. Why would you?
Yeah, and like, I know, you don't need to be living in the big city anymore.
It was really cool,
though.
I really enjoyed it. It was fun. I enjoyed living in the city.
Because like Riggins says, the suburbs is where old people are ready to die.
Well.
And so he gets a rebirth because he's lived in the suburbs for a long, long time. Yeah. And
I like the suburbs too, though.
But he likes being able to look out his window onto the city. And the riots going on across the street and firebombs and things of that nature and what do you call it? Looting happening and
plus
national news cameras out there. He's like, look, we're on TV, baby. Look at that.
But I feel like I got shortchanged a little bit too, because when I moved in, I had all these cool things that were going to happen, and then COVID. So the entire time, and then I moved out early. Because Peyton died and we moved back up to the suburbs to be closer to Cade. So I never really got the full experience. I didn't get to go to the ball games. I had 4 big concerts that summer lined up, plus whatever else popped up. And then I didn't get a chance to do any of that stuff
because
COVID shut it all down.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Really. I'm not being sarcastic.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time living in the city. But by the same token, I like the suburbs too.
Ugh. Don't catch me living in no big city.
I want to go live in the forest. I'm over it, all of it. Suburbs, city.
Well, that's easy.
Well, and because with me, every major metropolitan area in U.S. America is completely against me politically. So I don't want to be up in somewhere where they don't want me. Mm. You know? If they're not going to like me, then I'm not going to want to be up in the middle of them.
And I might feel differently if I didn't live in a house that's connected to another house.
Where are you going, Rob? Take a dump?
I got to call Adam.
Oh, no.
So you're going to call him from the toilet?
You're going to poop?
Yeah. Ew, you're going to go poop and talk to Adam.
He's going to do an upper decker.
That's just, yeah.
What's an upper decker?
Are you shit in the toilet tank?
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, why would he do that?
Yeah, why would anybody ever
do that? Why does anybody do it? I mean,
that's funny.
Is it? Yes.
That's very weird. It's.
You know, sometimes people make drug drops in the toilet tank of a public restroom. Mm-hmm. Do you ever look in there to see if there are drugs?
I haven't, no.
Because they put the cocaine or whatever it is in a food saver contraption that's vacuum packed so it wouldn't get wet. They ought to have toilet patrols in cities. Just go around looking in the toilet tanks to try to find drugs. Mm. Trying to find drugs.
No, leave them. Let them have fun. God.
I'll tell you what, though.
There was drug dealers.
People on drugs. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, but I mean. It's,
you just want to kill all the fun.
Yeah. But I mean, look. I'm on record as saying I don't think drugs should be illegal.
Right. Let people just decide for themselves.
Exactly. If you want to sit at home on your couch while you're watching TV and just completely blow your head off with heroin.
Yep. Do it.
And that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Be responsible with drugs.
You know, I don't care whether you're responsible or not. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, you know, maybe that's thinning out the herd.
Hell yeah, make drugs legal.
You too stupid.
Well, now we're off to the races.
I like that.
That's my platform.
You know, man, Alexis.
Prostitution too.
Yeah.
Clean them up.
I agree with that.
Make them presentable business people.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm with TJ. Like, if a guy wants to pay a woman money to have sex with him, why? Okay.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Or a guy pay a guy, or a woman pay a guy.
Or if I want to do 20 pounds of weed, like, I should be able to do that, and no one judge me.
I totally think weed should be legal.
Yeah, mushrooms.
I don't know. I'm not going to say all drugs.
Psilocybin.
I don't even know what that is.
Mushrooms.
Do they used to do...
Crack.
You love crack.
I love it. I love crack so much. It's like my favorite.
You look like a damn crackhead.
I do crackhead when I'm asleep, when I'm awake.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to say the name
of the store. Sounds like you really are on crack.
I don't want to say the name of the store, Alexis, but it's a nice little store that has furniture right around here. I know somebody who worked there, and they were like, one day he was like, what's wrong with this? It was a dresser. Where did the handle go to this dresser, the knob? And they opened it, and the knob was inside it, and there was a package in there, like aluminum foil. And turns out there was, I think it was heroin was in it. There was drugs. They called the cops. The cops came and said, yeah. The cops said, they've been using your business as a drop. And what they do is they tell them, just go to the dresser that doesn't have a knob on it. And then they would put the money in. The person would come take the money out, screw the knob back on, and go.
It's like a little scavenger hunt. That's fun. I love that.
We might have some damn heroin in here hidden.
Might. Hell yeah. Didn't they have one of the malls here in North Carolina at Concord Mills? Didn't they like have some type of heroin lab that they had underneath one of the stores or something like that, right?
They had a heroin lab underneath a store?
Yeah, or something like that in Concord Mills, allegedly.
Let's confirm that.
Because
we'll say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Rumor has it, or I don't know.
It was on the news. I don't know if it was heroin, but it was something, correct?
Underneath Concord Mills. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow. 2016.
I know my drugs shit.
One meth lab located in Concord Mills Mall. 26 indicted in drug bust. Hang on, I'm going to scroll through this. Mm-hmm. Started in 2013. Oh, I don't want to buy the damn paper. I just want to read the article. I got to go to another one because it won't let me read that article if I don't.
But it kind of happened, possibly.
Damn. Yeah, store manager, they were cooking meth. This content requires a subscription.
So. It wouldn't bother me. Like I would be able to deal with a meth lab in the mall easier than I can deal with their parking situation.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been there in a long time, but they're parking. It's like, well, you got to follow people when they're walking out to their car to get a parking spot.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get some meth and then go to the movies.
Yeah.
It's meth and movie night.
Meth and movies. Yeah.
Beginning in 2013, it was the RCC Western store. The manager was involved in cooking meth in the bathroom.
Man.
They were all busted in 2016. There are 12 locations in several counties. It's like 26 people sentenced in a $4 million meth operation.
At the Western store.
Mm-hmm.
Not where you would picture it, right?
Mm-mm. Hey, meth can be done anywhere.
Put that on the shirt.
Just like the meth addicts.
Yeah.
Ask Heisenberg.
Yeah. I think there are very few things that can improve a person's looks faster than meth.
Good point.
Ooh.
I love a good set of meth teeth.
It's the complexion that I like.
That's what I was going to say.
What color would you call
that? The peaches and cream mixed with a little strawberry.
What tint would you say?
Bless. Bless their hearts. The meth addicts. They don't get coddled nearly as much as crack addicts or cocaine addicts.
Yeah. I would have liked to see a meth head in full Western gear, though.
Yeah.
Like just being on meth.
Yeah, with the cowboy.
Howdy, partner.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Oh my God.
I think that is one of the, well, let me just say, it would never suit me to have a long, like way down your neck beard. I have to trim all that up to a beard line.
I just want to see like how much hair you would grow if like you didn't even do anything. Because you said it would come out of your eyeballs.
Yeah, I have to trim it down. Because the beard line is here, right? Or some guys take it down farther down in here. But I like it just straight across there. So up here grows hair in this area.
So you shave that?
Yeah, every day.
Wait, do you guys do that too? Ace and TJ? I mean, what Ace and Riggins? Shave right up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
do?
You get some right up in here. I have to
what?
Shave a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much on me, but I get like right up in here and you can shave
it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And under the chin to make this line right here.
Yeah, because mine will grow all the way down. Mm-hmm. Like, if you kind of see it down in here, yeah. I haven't shaved it.
If I don't shave, if I go 2 days without shaving in my neck under here, it will catch in the seat belt. when I turn my head.
Damn.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah, you
even on a like a completely clean shaven day when I used to completely shave, I could never wear a turtleneck because it would catch, because my beard is so thick. It would tear up the turtleneck and it would irritate under here because my beard would catch in it.
Yeah, I'm like, can the beard go through the material? It would be like prickly on the outside.
No, it wouldn't be that long. You know, it's just to catch it like bristles.
Yeah.
Old brush. Thick beard.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at you old thick beard over there.
Y'all some hairy dudes.
Yeah. So I gotta hit these legs before the weekend.
Yeah, I shaved my legs yesterday, finally. My
chest is needing to be cleaned up because I don't like any grass on the playground. You know what I'm saying?
Or moss.
That's right. No grass on the playground, baby.
Woo! Because you don't like a neck beard either. You make fun of guys who have neck beards.
If it's just on the neck. Yeah. You know, that's not bad, but like guys that can't grow the actual beard on their face, but then it just grows up their neck. It's just, and it's sparse and patchy. That's like a gross neck beard.
Yeah.
Not good.
If I didn't trim my chest hair or my beard, my neck beard, you would not be able to tell where one ends and one begins. It would probably just grow together.
All
the
way up.
Yeah. Be sticking all out of the top of my shirt.
Gross. You'd be like a one of the guys from Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though.
But I don't like all that. Like when these guys that are so into an artistic looking beard or whatever, I wouldn't be able to use those products to make it really long like that because I can't use a wax or any of that stuff because my skin's too oily.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nasty.
You feeling. Hairy and oily.
I know.
Wow.
The perfect combination.
That's a great combination.
What a combo. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's that's checking all the boxes for the ladies. Hairy like and a oily. Good hairy, oily man.
Yum.
If he were ever single, that'd be in his Tinder bio.
Mm-hmm.
Hairy and oily.
But I wouldn't be dating on Tinder. I'd be dating on Rough.
Ew. Oh. On what?
What is
Rough?
What is that?
Rough. Opposite of Tinder.
Rough.
Right. Yeah, you need to go straight to you couldn't mess around with like coffee meets bagel. Like that's like the very
coffee just, meets bagel.
What is that?
Coffee and bagel.
I've never heard of that one.
It's like a very it's like a more approachable version of Tinder. It's a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not supposed to be just like, you know, nasty sex. I hook up Tinder. Yeah.
Do y'all know why I would never be able to use one of those, you would call them, you know, reputable sites or whatever, like what's the one that used to have the old guy on it talking about finding your soulmate?
Match,
yeah. And then whatever the other ones are.
Sure.
Because you got to fill out too much paperwork to get started on that.
It's a questionnaire.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do all that.
They want to find a perfect person for you.
Yeah.
So we want to know everything about it. Like, what are you into? What are you not into? That's just as important.
I'm into hairy, oily men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Skip the rest of
ding,
it.
Ding, we happen to know one.
Do they do that with that Plenty of Fish, too? I know a lot of people have used that. That's one of the popular ones, right?
The original ones definitely require way more information than Tinder, because Tinder is basically you're judging people on their looks.
Yeah.
So it's bing, bing, bing. But Match wants to find, you know, they always say, we want to find your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I'm too old to be on Tinder, though, anyway. I wouldn't, you know.
Are you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't think so.
You don't have old people. I'm just saying.
Of course he wouldn't.
I've never been on Tinder. I don't know. Do they have, there's not an old person section on Tinder?
No. You just, you tell it what the age range you're looking for or what you would like to see. So, yeah, an old person could be on as long as the people, there are people that are looking for.
Yeah, you just might not get 50. Any, you might not get any response.
Yeah, you might well. Hmm. You did.
I've never been on Tinder.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, there was clearly somebody out there that would have been open to dating somebody older than them.
Sure, more than one.
So there you go.
But
I was very busy. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know how I would, you know, if something happened, if something happened and you know, Nick, say Jody Jody had passed or we got divorced or something, I just can't picture telling my adult children that I, you know, I met the new person in my life on Tinder.
Lie. I've already got it all figured out.
Hey, where did you guys meet? Oh, Tinder. You know, Daddy likes Tinder.
I've got it all figured out. If, God forbid, if something were to happen to Amanda, I would need to go on a dating service because I would get Toby the Basset Hound, and we would shoot little videos that I'd post on social media. Like, I'm so sad. I just don't know what to do now. I got to take care of Toby. And women would just flock.
Oh, they would?
Or, yes.
They would flock, huh?
Oh, it would just be.
Wow.
Or they would send the authorities to take the dog away from you because he's clearly a mental case and he's not going to be able to provide for this dog or take care of him.
I feel like I don't know.
Somebody go over there and get it like they did Ellen.
It's just me and Toby now and I'm sad and, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to try to figure it out. It's me and Toby all alone here in this big old townhouse.
but by the end your ears might be drooping as low as his.
It's possible
because you know old men lose, like their ears get bigger and bigger.
Why is that?
It's like the guy who
lobes all stretchy,
the guy who fixed Woody the toy in Toy Story, like with those huge glasses.
Yeah. And he's
ooh. Didn't they take a dog away from Ellen that she had bought or something?
Well, she adopted the dog, gave it to somebody else, and they took it back from that woman.
Right. That's what it was. I remember her coming out crying on her monologue. Yeah. And
but you can't do that, Ellen. You should have known that. Now, I'm sure that dog had a great home, but you have to play by the rules.
But see, and that's the stupid part to me. When you buy something, it's yours. Like when you bought your dog, Riggins, from the breeder. And then they're going to tell you how long you got to wait before you can have him neutered or whatever, or any of these other rules that they had after you'd already paid a shit ton of money for him. That was dumb shit. It's like, I bought this dog. Just like when I buy a car, the dealer can't come back in 4 months and say, I got to see if you're treating this car right.
Right.
Or I'm going to take it back. Dumb shit.
I'm with you on that.
You're scared to say anything now because you think that maybe she could come back and get the dog from you.
I wish she would. I would kill her. The old lady.
But yeah,
she also wanted like updates every 6 months with pictures and things.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Not just because she wanted to keep up with him because she loved him and would miss him, but it was because she wanted to make sure that you were treating him right?
I think it was both because she also called me the night before I was scheduled to go up there crying. Talking about how she wasn't going to be able to let him go. I was like, and I was as fast asleep. It was like 10:30.
Get out of here.
I swear. And I'm like laying in bed. I went, huh? I can't let him go. I've just, I've grown attached to him and all these puppies. I went, oh God. All right. No, we'll talk in the morning.
And didn't she make you do a bunch of other crap too before you could even see the dog or whatever? Didn't you have to go to a dog show or some bullshit? Well,
that's just how I saw the dog for the first time, but. She wanted me to put down like special flooring and because it's going to be easier to clean up the pee. And I was like, well, my plan is to not let him pee in the house for very long. That's not a good idea. So I fix that up real quick. So I knew better on that one.
They probably would frown on the special flooring in your apartment.
Yeah, I was like, or put down a piece of, I forget what it was, put down linoleum or something, so it's easier to clean up the dog pee. I go, listen, if he's peeing after a week in my house, he's coming back to you, don't worry. You can have his ass.
You'll get him back.
Don't worry. Yeah.
No sweat.
So if they decided that you weren't treating him right during that new period, would they give you your money back if they took him back from you?
Yeah.
So you sign the contract saying you can have him back if you feel like any of these things aren't being met.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
I didn't know that was unusual. Never, bought a dog before.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably fairly common these days.
It is, I'm sure.
Because it's attached to their. Stupid. It's attached to their show dog. You know, he's a puppy from like Champion Dog. Mm-hmm. So like. I guess they want to track it down to the family tree or something. There's probably something related to that.
How long was it before you regretted having a dog?
Oh, quickly. You know, a couple nights.
I think all of this stuff is just a power trip.
Yeah, probably.
That those breeders and then some of the people that run shelters and all of that, and they want to make sure, like, I got to keep an eye on you. It's like an authority thing. Like, okay, you're begging people to come take these dogs. Yeah. And somebody comes and opens their home to one, and now you got to act like, you know, they're suspicious and like trying to pull one over on you. That's just, you know, because they like the authority.
Yeah. I believe it.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you first thing when you get a dog, teach it, you know, that you can how to sick it on people when they come. So when they come and investigate you, making sure you're doing okay by the dog, have it attack them. Some people say that.
Brilliant.
I'm not saying that. No.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
Who wants some one-star strip club reviews?
I do.
Who got some one-star strip club reviews?
I don't.
You always say that. You always say that.
We can
you just like to tease.
Just to tease.
You just like to tease people. Yeah. Get them going. You're a card.
A real card. This is the one-star strip club reviews, real reviews from strip clubs across the country. You can go check these out for yourself. All real, all new for this week on Ace and TJ Share Funny. We will start in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Silk Exotic.
You're looking for a great night? Huh? Don't go here. Unless you're planning on spending $10 for a cover charge, then you have average-looking females hawking you the entire time. Guys who aren't dressed to impress, don't worry. They will not come to you. Those who are dressed nice, it'll attract them. But I tell you honestly, as it happened today, do not fall for their attempt of making monies off of you. You control them, not vice versa. Whoa. You control the whores.
Yeah.
You control the whores.
It's like the wise old strip club man.
Exactly. Just be aware.
Young people, listen to me.
Then we can go to Boston Hard Bodies, which is a male strip club. John left a one-star review. The bodies here weren't even that hard. Matter of fact, on the Mohs hardness scale, they were about a 2.5 hardness at best, which isn't even as hard as fluorite. And much softer than harder materials like quartz or topaz. For a truly hard body, I'd recommend something like diamond or at least corundum. One star.
What?
Is it a geologist?
He's apparently a geologist. I've never heard of the Mohs hardness scale, but it's real. I had to double check.
Not hard at all. You said it was going to be hard bodies.
I thought the next thing was going to be, I mean, they were rather squishy, I thought. He was going to go into a geology lesson.
Not even hard as fluorite.
Then we can go to the geology is the study of rocks, Alexis.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what
I thought it was a study of geometry.
It could be. The Dollhouse in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Good atmosphere, but I watched the amateur contest and two of the girls were clearly dancers, professionals. If you're into big girls, this is the place for you. No one cheered for a bunch of huge, hideous girls, yet they won. It's great if you're looking to bring home some meth head.
but not me. One star.
But don't all script clubs do that? If they have an amateur night, they throw some of the, you know, to spice it up. They have to have some,
put a
some
couple ringers.
Yeah,
they all do it.
But the thing is that they should do that, but then not allow those dancers to win any kind of competition.
Exactly.
But sometimes they don't put that rule in there. I don't think they just say, yeah, you can win it.
And sometimes they give out gift cards. I've read enough of these reviews about these amateur contests. They'll do gift baskets, gift cards to Outback, like all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, when I was at Daytona Bike Week, they had a wet T-shirt contest every night in this certain area. And they would get women to come sign up and everything. But then they also had some ringers in there from the strip clubs and all.
Oh, yeah.
But they would win the prizes. That's okay, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, they don't work for me. I'm just a traveling show.
Right. Good point. Let me go to Pink Pony in Brookhaven, Georgia.
I really feel bad for the dancers working in a cloud of lung cancer. What is this, the 1980s? Oh, you love smoking inside. That in and of itself will keep me away forever. Already got a bunch of health issues. I don't need another. It's a shame, too. It's walking distance from my house. That good walking distance where you can walk back and sober up by the time you walk. You get home from the club and be stoned by the time you arrive. Perfect distance.
Good Lord. He must live in a nice place. Sounds if you're right. Walking distance to the strip club.
To the titty bar.
Mm.
You bet.
Oof. Wonder what his HMO...
HOA
fees are.
Yeah.
What state was that in?
It's Georgia. It's like outside of Atlanta. Brookhaven.
And what is your you're talking real estate agent. So what is the distance between where this piece of property is and a near strip club?
I'm trying to see some titties in walking distance.
Either I could walk or ride my lawnmower.
Exactly. Then we go to Expose in San Diego, California. Tom left a one-star review. This place was a joke. $18 for what you can see walking around the hood of downtown Los Angeles. Not good. Don't waste your time. One star.
Sheesh.
$18. $18. Car charge.
I thought that was pretty cheap for downtown L.A.
Yeah.
But apparently they all look... I think he's making a joke that they all look homeless or something. Then we can go to Goldfingers in San Diego, California.
Goldfinger's security is the worst. Whoever called me fat and ugly at 1:45 on February 17th, 2020 is a piece of shit.
That's amazingly specific.
He called me fat and ugly out of nowhere and lost my business. F the bouncer on February 17th, 2020.
Put the date in there twice.
Yeah, for no reason.
That is incredible.
He called me fat and ugly.
The security guy's just like, hey, you know what? You're fat and ugly.
That's my business, sir.
It also amazes me how many times these types of things happen with bouncers for no reason.
Yeah.
Security beat me up for no reason.
Maced me for no reason.
I got thrown out for no reason. They wouldn't let me in for no reason.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You just lost yourself a customer.
Yeah.
Good luck seeing me again. Ain't never going to happen.
Then we go to Poles in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had the worst experience here. For one, I paid $10 to park, $10 to get in, and there were two good pole dancers in a rigged amateur contest. There was a pole master named Piper, who clearly should have won fair and square. And I'm just saying, how the hell don't you have a cash prize? So he's just really bitching about the contest.
But so those guys that go in there for amateur night or whatever, they want to see real women
up taking
there,
their tops off.
And when they don't, it's rigged.
So they have a contest with no prize?
Apparently.
Mm.
I bet they didn't know that going into it.
Oh, wait. No, he said no cash prize. Yeah, okay, no cash it might have been like a $50 bar tab.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Free entry next time, something like that, for your boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Was she a pole master?
A pole master named Piper.
Master that pole.
Who clearly should have won fair and square.
Pole master Piper at your service.
Then we go to the Lido Lounge in Cleveland, Ohio. Dan said, on one hand, it's a total shit stain of a titty bar and usually has girls that are not very attractive. On the other hand, this place seems to be where decent women go when they get fired from one of the classier establishments. There's a VIP area that seems to be open to pretty much anyone who feels like walking in.
Enter at your own risk and make sure you wash your hands when you leave. Yeah. 1 star.
That's disgusting.
What is? Could you read that first sentence again?
On one hand, it's a total shit stain of a titty bar.
Stop. That's all I needed. What an amazing shit stain. What an amazing piece of literature right there. Yeah. On one hand, it's a total shit stain of a titty bar. Like, yeah.
It's Cleveland.
Wow. It's
like, no duh.
But I'm always entertained by the description of a strip joint as classy.
Classy.
One of your classier establishments where they, you know.
Yeah. Calling it an establishment. They're trying to like flex on somebody. It's an establishment. Then we can go to the Squire in Revere, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's close to where I was born.
The Squire?
Revere. Yeah.
Revere.
Named after Paul Revere?
Maybe.
You would assume.
I would assume. One if by land, two if by sea. Is that him?
Yep.
That was him?
He had to let everybody know
what's happening. He was the British are coming.
That's right. He went to the Squire, not Paul Revere.
That's lame.
A guy named Tom. But he just wrote, skanks are us. But sometimes a skank is exactly what you need. Or if you want to see the current state of Mexican plastic surgery, then go. Whatever that means. Bad plastic surgery, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Words to live by, though. Yeah. Sometimes a skank is what you need. Yeah,
maybe.
And I love I just would love to see these guys that are referring to.
Oh, they're disgusting.
These skanks. Sometimes a skank is what you need. I'm sure you are first class, sir.
Yeah. No, but you're not saying that you think that the girls don't look like skanks. Saying that the guys probably look like male skanks.
Maybe not. Who knows? I just assume that the guys are nothing to write home about either.
Yeah. Not a chance.
That guy looks like a skank. You never hear a guy being called a skank.
Pauly D looks like a skank.
He does? Okay. I could see that.
Like, I would call him a skank.
Yeah. Oh, he's a skank.
He looks like a skank. All those Jersey Shore guys. Then we wrap up in Oasis, Good Time Emporium in Atlanta, Georgia. Tom left a 1-star review. Dancer named Shay has genital and oral herpes. I've been there 3 times in 2 years, and she's still working there. They don't make sure girls are STD free and clean. 1 star.
Is he her doctor? I guess. I'm sorry. I'm her physician, and I know.
Genital and oral herpes.
She's got all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every kind of pee has.
She's got them all.
God. So those are the 1 star.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.